Well, the calendar may tell us we still have a couple of weeks to go with summer, but for most of us, the Labor Day weekend is what really marks the passage from summer into autumn. Hi, this is Kenergy with another audio boo here for you, and I've been thinking about this rites of passage of season and summers of the youth. How's that for a topic for today? You know, when I was a much younger child, we lived outside of Boston area, and my father's mother, my paternal grandmother, lived in a house on Cape Cod and been in the family house for a number of years. And so a good portion of each summer would be spent going down the Cape, and there'd be tons of people there. The Cape house was always full. I don't know if there was ever less than a dozen people there. My grandmother may have technically been the only person living there, but all summer long, I don't think she was alone for more than half an hour. It was a great party house. You know, you remember early birthday parties were always celebrated on the Cape with family. I was a Leo within a 2 week period with myself, my cousin, and my grandmother. So we had our combined big family, July birthday parties, and it was a great time. But getting back to the topic of the change of seasons, there'd be one more time we'd visit after Labor Day, and it would be just the guys. It would be my father, my brothers and I, my uncle and his sons, and we'd go to close up the house. After Labor Day would be when my grandmother would take off for Florida for the winter, and the house would need to be protected against the elements. We'd be taking down the screen doors and screen windows and putting up the storm shutters. We'd be probably getting the old fuses, unplugging them and making sure there wouldn't be any short circuits, and cleaning out the plumbing. The plumbing was one of the big jobs. It would be getting all the water out of the pipes, shutting off the water supply, draining the every last bit of water so that it wouldn't freeze and crack the pipes during the cold winter months. And this was a it was a hard day of work, which was different than the previous visits during the summer, but it was a fun day because it was as a young boy was when we got to be guys. It was just the guys' day there. All the women folk were not a part of that day on the Cape, and so it was a day that we looked forward to. And it was just a different day, and it marked, that's when we knew. It's like this is it. This is fall. It's back to school. Home would be snow and homework and all of that, but summers were Cape Cod, and that day cleaning up the Cape were saying goodbye to the summer. And after we drain the water from all the pipes, one of the things that my brothers and I would do is we realized that the whole plumbing system became like a walkie-talkie system. You could talk into the basin in the second floor, and someone could hear you from the toilet down on the first floor as we'd echo through the empty pipes, listening to the echoes of the once full house with all the family, and now just echoing to ourselves and letting that echo ring throughout the winter. And now, years later, thinking back on it and still hearing the echoes of those summers in Cape Cod, remembering it fondly. Well, this is Kennergy. This has been I guess a memoir boo, and thanks for listening, and let's try to create some good memories. Thanks.